Back when I was a lad of 15 or so, I liked to keep my dial on the Fox Kids shows. There was Zeke the Cat, the Pirate Mad Jack, Bob's World, and Animaniacs. But one day I saw a thing I can't comprehend, something I never ever saw again. A crossover nobody wanted to see, I swear I saw on my TV.
Barney the Purple Ranger.
It was freaking naughty, he was reading to the putties.
Barney the Purple Ranger.
It seemed very, very wrong to hear him sing the theme song. I thought for a moment I was on the wrong channel, but I could see Jason there chilling in his vinyl. Seems Rita Repulsa and the Mighty Lord Zedd have kidnapped Baby Bop, who they'd like to see dead. So far I'd have to say I'm on the villain side, plus it's hard to pretend that I don't mind watching a giggling, wiggling, wriggling dino feel so bad at martial arts that he looks like a wino.
Barney the Purple Ranger.
Did I hallucinate this? Did I actually see it?
Barney the Purple Ranger.
If it's a fever dream, then fine, so be it.
He'll never ever save Baby Bop with arms too tiny to karate chop. He can't wear the helmet cause his head's gigantic. Instead his antics, his moves are frantic.
I was gonna change the channel cause I was getting bored, but then he did a thing that couldn't be ignored. He called BJ and said he dunked it with his magical sword and became the giant robot idiot sword. He fell over and destroyed a giant monster. He saved Baby Bop, now we'll work from our sponsor. I turned off the tube and I took a nap. It's kinda hard to recover from that.
Barney the Purple Ranger.
It was a show I couldn't unsee.
Barney the Purple Ranger.
It's not on YouTube, so you'll have to trust me.
Barney the Purple Ranger. Barney the Purple Ranger.
Barney the Purple Ranger. A program that could not be strangers.